This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Lee, Arsenal come into this on the back of that 3-1 loss against Monaco in the Champions League. Dubbed Arsene Wenger's worst ever European night. What went wrong in that match?
That's unfair. Remember we went to that lap dancing club in Slovenia? That was a bad night for Arsene Wenger, allegedly. What a terrible, terrible performance.
That was awful, wasn't it?
I mean, Monaco, you know, just so naive again. Even at 2-1 down, accept the fact that you've had a bad night. You're 2-1 down. It's not the end of the world. No, go and push for another goal. That's what you should do. And then concede a third. I mean, just ridiculous. And how he can stand up and, you know, and blame his players when he has to take some proportion of the blame there, because it's happened time and time again. Having said that, you know, Everton, brilliant in Europe, come back and are just a shadow of themselves. Probably, you know, they had that 88th minute own goal, which rescued a point against Leicester. Having said that, you know, Lukaku should have scored probably two or three against Leicester before they got themselves into bother. Everton still need points here to get their safety. 28 points they're on. Let's say you need 36. Right, 8 points, well achievable, obviously, in the remaining 12 games. They're averaging less than a point a game away from home. They've scored 14 goals on their travels and let 19 in. I think this is an ideal opportunity for Roberto Martinez to go there and do what he tried to do at Chelsea, which is just go for the draw. Remember, I think it was 89th minute Willian goal that got the 3 points for Chelsea. I see him doing exactly the same thing here, going away, shutting up shop, going for the draw. I don't think they'll quite do it again here. I think Arsenal will come back with the tails between the legs a little bit and look to kind of make sure, you know, that they get the job done here. Wenger is an expert at coming back from Europe and putting in a good performance. I'm going to go for, rather than trusting them at odds on, which I don't think I'll ever do again, despite landing them last week to win at Palace, it was so lucky to win that. They were so lucky to win that game. I'm not going to back them on the outrights. I'm going to back Giroud to score and make good what he did wow. wrong in midweek. He had three or four cast iron chances that he should have scored on any other day. I think coming back to the Premier League, I think if he gets chances like that again, I'm going to back him to score at even money. But I think it'll be a low scoring goal. I wouldn't be surprised if it's under 1.5 goals. The goal spread over 2.5 is 7-10, under 2.5 21-20. I think that's good enough price for you to play under 2.5 goals. Under 1.5 is 3-1. I like that.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Okay, even money. I'd want bigger than that for Giroud to score a goal, I think.
Fair enough.
Will he?
Well, actually, to be fair, if what I'm saying is right,
he's got first, first goal, goal yeah. or first and last.
First goal, yeah.
4-1 first, 4-1 last. The good thing for Arsenal here, we've talked about Arsenal's disappointment midweek, is they're playing Everton, Derek, 12th in the league, bitterly disappointing this season. They've actually got no wins in their last 20 away at Arsenal, losing 16 of them. So this isn't a good trip for Everton historically.
Yeah, well, you're going back a long way there, because in the last six seasons they've drawn three times there,
yeah.
Everton, and they drew against Arsenal earlier in the season at Goodison. I mean, how bad were Arsenal in midweek? They were out-battled by Dimitar Berbatov, the only man in the Premier League history to get carried on the pitch. I mean, it just... I mean, they were a disgrace. I wrote a brilliant description of Berbatov once, and I've been really annoyed that no one's stolen it. It was a Berbatov would never chase a long pass. I would never pass a chase long. I mean, that is just genius. Absolute genius. And no one has ever stolen it. What a stick in it. Well, Arsenal at 1-2 is... Come on. Don't, that's just daft. No puns will back that. I'm almost tempted to go for Everton at 5-1 here, because I actually think they're coming back, Everton. You know, they've won three and drawn two of their last six games. Everybody's given them all kinds of stick. Okay, they weren't the greatest opponents there, but it could have been an even better sequence with that game at Chelsea. Should have been a draw, really, for them. I think they're coming back to the boil, Everton. The last survivor, of course, from Britain in the Europa League, but better than Tottenham and Liverpool. There's something to like about them, and almost tempted the fives, as I say, but I think they'll do exactly what they did at Chelsea, as Lee suggested, and go to shut-up shop. Under 1.5 goals, 3-1 really does appeal. But if you're looking for a bet on the match itself, it has to be the draw. Mm.
I did steal one of your lines in the midweek edition of this podcast, Derek, and it was bet of the season. The over 2.5 in that Young Boys Everton game was 19-20, and both teams to score was 10-11.
10-11, both teams to score. It was just you know, honestly, that was find the money in the street.
I don't understand why what they saw. I mean, Young Boys had obviously lost 4-1. The two league games they'd had either side of it. They'd beaten Grasshopper and Basel, the top of the league, 4-2 both occasions.
Yeah.
I mean, the game went exactly... It was one of those moments where you think, this is just... It's almost too good to be true.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird. Very strange.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.